Gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your head, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine, they said. Gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt will make them pay for the things that they did. They said, I'll be
that was a muted mic and a mad scramble and a little My Chemical Romance to get our show started.
Hey. I don't think I've ever heard My Chemical Romance. Speaking of hearing, can the computer hear me talking into my microphone?
It can.
Hey. All right. Hey. Why am I talking like this?
What is the deal with you talking like that?
So we were busily brainstorming some stuff and not really paying attention to when the show started. So sorry about that, folks.
And you can probably move your mic a little closer, though, to more closely match my... Yes, but you can.
I'm afraid to move it much closer because it's all chewed on by the cat, and I'm afraid that there's residual slobber on the microphone. There's DJ Radar on the turntables and residual slobber on the microphone. I almost lost that halfway through. So, how you been? How was your weekend?
My weekend was entirely spent, besides eating, drinking, and sleeping, trying to put the medicine cabinet into our bathroom.
Really?
Yep.
How was it failing for you in such a spectacular way?
Well, we cut a hole out of the wall that was exactly the size of the medicine cabinet itself.
Right.
Then I built a box, square of 2x4s to stick into the wall. And thinking that I could somehow maneuver it in three-dimensional space to get it into that space, even though the inside of the box was the size of the hole.
Right.
And so I cut that out and then spent a long time sawing and filing and sanding the studs inside the wall so that I could fit the box in there.
I see.
And then the box didn't fit in there at all, so we had to cut a piece of the wall out and then a bigger piece of the wall out. And then finally get the box in there, reassemble the entire wall out of strips, pretty much, of drywall. And then the medicine cabinet didn't quite fit in the box once we had got it in, so we had to do some filing of drywall and sanding and unbelievable amounts of shit. Just every single thing that could go wrong with that project did, except nothing got set on fire.
But it's in there now? There is a medicine cabinet? Does it contain stuff it properly?
Not quite yet, because we've still got to paint the area around there before we can put the door on the damn thing. Nothing got set on fire, but I did almost knock my wife out with a 2x4.
Did Mama say to almost knock your wife out and you were heeding her?
She almost said to almost knock her out. And she's fine, and she remembers her name and mine.
All right.
Which is good. How was your weekend?
I actually also spent the weekend doing home improvement projects, which is not something I typically do, but on Friday night, I was standing outside on my back porch, smoking a cigar, wishing my back porch didn't suck so much, and then I was like, you know what? If anybody on earth is going to do anything about the fact that my back porch sucks so much, I have a feeling it's going to have to be me. Mm-hmm. I kept hoping that, like, the elves would show up and take care of some stuff. So it was also fraught with tragedy, but not quite as irritating a tragedy as yours, I guess. I go to Home Depot on, like, Saturday night, mm-hmm. and I'm glad that Home Depot is open late, because especially now, it is so fucking nice outside at night. Mm-hmm. It's like, So, all right, anyway. So, like, I go to Home Depot, and I buy all new, like, motion sensor lights, because the ones that have been there since I bought my house are, like, you walk past them, they come on for, like, a second and then turn off, no matter what you have the, like, duration or the sensitivity set to. So, you know, I figure those are cheap. Get some of those. I got an overhead light for the back porch, which currently is lit just by sort of an outdoor porch light kind of thing, which just wasn't really enough. And I bought, like, a wall plate thing, like a receptacle and like light switch to put the pool table lights on a switch.
Oh, nice.
On an actual switch, right? So I get home, I go outside, I haven't like cleaned up the porch at all to prepare for this. I go outside. Oh, and I also decided that I was gonna buy some paint to paint the floor, because one of the cats keeps shitting on the concrete, mm-hmm. right? And it just stains the concrete every time that happens. And so I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna paint this so that it's like sealed and it's not a big deal to clean it up. You know, it's not just like raw porous concrete. So I also got a can of like concrete paint mixed up.
I've been there.
So I get home and the back porch, because it's so shitty, kind of becomes this like receptacle for junk from the house, like, yeah. Just, you know, this is where trash goes if the trash can is full, stuff like that. So it's a horrible mess, and I get there and I'm unloading all of the stuff from my several armloads of Home Depot stuff, and I put the can of paint down and it immediately falls off the table, hits the ground, and I'm like, oh cool, it didn't. And then lid pops off and just dumps the entire can of paint onto the floor, and I'm like, well,
inside?
No, on the porch.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, well, okay, I mean, this could be worse. So I just sort of scramble to, like, get everything out of there and sweep everywhere except the puddle. Luckily, an ashtray also overturned into the puddle of paint. So there's a lot of, like, matches and shit painted to the floor now. scramble to, like, sort of use that puddle of paint as the thing we keep our paint in to paint the entire floor. Got done with that.
That is a pain in the ass.
And that was Saturday night. And so then Sunday, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go get the rest of the stuff I need, whatever, like, because I, you know, turned out that I needed some more stuff. Put in the, shut off the power to the entire house, because I can't trust any of the breakers after being nearly electrocuted several times. And put in the overhead light, thinking, oh, yeah, no, so now the same switch that controls the porch light will just make it more lit in here. But no, turns out that the overhead light on the porch is just on all the time.
Oh.
And there's no switch controlling it at all the way that they had it wired. So then I had to go back and get another switch box. And I now need to go. And I bought another can of paint to put on a second coat, and they just fucked up the color. It's not even close to the right color, even though they both say they're the same thing. And I had them pre-mixed there. So I got to go back to Home Depot after the show.
Yeah, because I think you could be doing a home repair project that required, say, one nail and a hammer, and if you went to Home Depot to get those two things, you would invariably have to make a second.
Yeah, you'd have to make a second.
So sometime later this week, we'll have a traveling party that will start in my bathroom and move to your back porch.
All right, that sounds good. I'm planning on spending all of tonight painting again, mm-hmm. so that I can then all the furniture from the back porch is still just sitting out in the yard, which conveniently, after how many months of not raining at all, like 5 minutes after I put all the furniture from the porch out into the yard, it just fucking starts raining out of nowhere. It wasn't even cloudy.
Huh.
Yeah, just, you know, enough rain to be like, Haha, fuck you, your furniture's all wet. And then, yeah. Yeah, that wasn't... It was my hands are all cut up from, like, working on shit, mm-hmm. like, stripping wires and stuff, and it hurts. I'm not cut out for this kind of labor. I also played a shitload of Guitar Hero 2.
Excellent.
Over the last few days. I'm most of the way through on hard.
I need to bring another memory card in here so that we have a place to save games.
Oh, well, so yeah, that was the weekend. And then today I got up at the crack of 3:30, came in, and got a reasonable couple hours of work done before the show.
So we both had weekends of toil and drudgery. And next weekend we should have weekends of drunken debauchery.
Oh, I was drunk while I was toiling, too.
Oh, that's okay.
Let's see. Questions from a few days ago. Zara says, there are fortune cookies and troll house cookies. Do you think there should be ghoul scout cookies made by or with real ghoul scouts? We never did put in a ghoul scout.
Wouldn't a ghoul scout just be someone who kept an eye out for ghouls?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess a girl scout and a boy scout are the same. It's just kind of make sure that no boys or girls are attacking the camp.
It's true. It's true. And the way that the Boy Scout leaders make sure that that's true is that they prevent them from attacking the camp by raping them until they can no longer walk.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case in girls. Well, I don't know. Like, are like girls PE teachers also the kind of women that become Girl Scout leaders?
No, I think that's more of a homemaker kind of thing.
They're not reputed to be lesbians in general?
I guess not.
Madeline says, can no familiar appear on the familiar boards? Fastest zoophobic ascensions? As of right now, it cannot. After NS13, it can. Because right now, zero in the... And I should have thought of this. A zero in the favorite familiar means that there's no data for the familiar, or that you went through with no familiar as your favorite. But... After NS13, when all the old Ascension records are moved to somewhere else, then all the zeros will mean no familiar instead of no data. So, we can do that. Max Vance says, could you nerf or enhance the furry suit by making some sort of weapon for it? Perhaps some sort of construction paper claws? Do furries have construction paper claws?
I think there's a reference to the furry's construction paper claws in its hit and miss text.
Oh, I see.
I don't believe that they all do. That was just kind of a... some kind of indicator that it was a handmade costume.
Slizer says, huh? Its last login was October 3rd, 2005. Do they use that as cover? I don't know who that guy's talking about. Is Radio Bugbear its last login October 3rd of 2005?
Possibly, I'd say.
Di Vernon says, shirts should have a base damage reduction like shields. So, also, armor craftiness should allow the smithing of shirts if you're able to wear them. I guess that the meatsmith could sell shirt kits if you had the shirt skill.
Whatever a shirt kit is.
Cub says, just wanted to say kudos for putting the crackpot mystic into the forest. I was wondering why a crackpot was living with society.
So did he.
There's
that's why he moved.
There's plenty of crackpots in that live with normal people, aren't there?
Well, I suppose so. We'd never know.
I mean, I think of crackpot as, like, you know, Emmett Brown, as opposed to, like, you know, Johnny Appleseed.
Or Howard Hughes. Yeah, that makes sense. I guess Doc Brown did live in town. Although, the mystic would have to be up on a hill in a little house over...
Right.
With lightning continually striking around it. Yeah, about shirts, though, I would like to see... shirts be made into something that skill is worth picking up and taking with you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess people do use... I mean, given the popularity of the Grimmicite Guayabera, I mean, it is something that the power gamers think is valuable, you know? Because I guess it's another... mainly exists as another slot for enchantments, but that's the thing. I guess there's just so few enchantments.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we'll look at dumping a handful of additional shirts in as drops for one of these Tuesdays, because that's relatively easy to do. Look at the zones that don't have them, maybe. Watts Apple Person says, why isn't the pack of KWE trading card a gift item? I don't know. Are the individual cards gift items? Yeah, I think that, yeah.
Because they are trading cards. I think that was why we made them tradable.
Yeah, so if the pack is the same as the cards themselves, then that's the way that it's supposed to be. The D-Virginizer says, to satisfy all of those make Rage of the Reindeer 10 turns people, why not make it 10 turns a cast and then double the MP cost?
Let's just pretend that we already did that.
Yeah. It used to be 2.5 turns for however many MP is half of the current MP cost.
Right.
Bahu says, when I perform the ritual for the friars, it says that I light the box of candles and place them in a circle. Shouldn't I light the candles instead of the box? I don't know that that is actually wrong, is it? I mean, I drank a case of soda. Well, you drank the case? Why didn't you drink the soda out of each can?
Well, yeah, it's another one of those it's pet sheepy kind of things. But
no, I mean, but no, I mean, I wonder if it's like...
You light the candles in the box.
You take the candles out of the box, light them, and place them in a circle?
Yeah. Maybe we should just say you light the candles and place them in a circle. And then somebody will say, hey, I got a box of candles. Where'd the box go?
Same place all the skillets from the chow mein go. Right. And the plates of stuff. Yeah. Biospark. Let's see. Enemy lasagna. No, let's see. Snot says, any chance the PvP button, at least in hardcore, could default to flowers instead of rank? It's pretty rare that someone seems to want rank in hardcore. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure how I feel about the, like, sort of no-risk PvP in hardcore situation that we have now. I mean, really what I'd like is an army of spies who just are good at PvP in hardcore and just fuck with people. Just to make it so that there's a little bit of risk associated with that. Or just bots. I could write a bunch of NPCs that were like, hardcore PvPer bot 12-8675309, and then it would attack people who were in hardcore.
Maybe we could talk to Iocane Powder and see if they can
remove
some PvP bots. But do you believe that there are shore bots?
Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be any more areas that appear and disappear based on our level, like the Temporal Rift? Maybe.
All the levels appear based on your... Or all the places appear?
They don't disappear based on your level, though.
That's true.
We could start making the Pickle Factory appear for one adventure each ascension.
When you're at a level that's too low to adventure.
Yeah, anyway. Totally. But, I mean, that's kind of the deal with the Rift. I mean, it's only useful if you... As far as I know, the Rift is only useful if you're pretty well prepared to go in there. Well, I guess you can get the equipment for free, but... Biospark says, I've been wondering, you occasionally say some curse words couldn't be included. I think shit was one. But yet the non-outfit hippie clover adventure contains bastard. Thoughts? I don't really think of bastard as a curse word on the same level as shit.
No, and bastard is a curse word that I could say in front of my parents. I mean, it's a word that means something that no other word means, really.
Yeah.
Like, illegitimate son, I guess.
I mean, I don't know that it's ever used in that sense by anyone ever. But, I mean, I guess, you know, Freddy Krueger was the bastard son of a thousand maniacs.
Right.
He was described. But, I mean, he was also kind of a bastard, you know, so.
I've heard, you know, like, in older literature, that's what it's used for. You know, if you call someone a bastard, it's an insult because you're insulting their parentage, not because it's a curse word. Interestingly enough, though, when I was buying a rasp this weekend, which is just kind of a big metal file, I learned that you can have a rough rasp, a double rasp, a single rasp, and a bastard rasp. Like, on the packaging, it was just said, like, the one side is double and the other side is bastard, which is apparently a rougher surface for eliminating some kind of wood condition.
It's like equivalent to, like, a bastard sword.
I think so.
Because a bastard sword was, I don't know, especially rough.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, like, shit is a different scale of curse word than bastard or, like, jackass.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where douchebag is on that scale. I don't know that I would ever put, like, douchebag is one of my favorite words ever, yes. But I don't know that I would put it in an adventure.
I don't think so. It would be anachronistic, too. I mean, nobody douches in the kingdom.
Right. They do have animus.
Douchebaggery, yes.
That's so, I mean, yeah.
I
don't know.
That's so linguistically perverse as to be
like
funny.
Cocksuckery.
Yeah.
I don't know that we would do cocksuckery, but Professor Faggot Q Boredom's lame occasional cocksuckery.
Yeah.
That's, God, I love The Onion.
Oh, by the way, you're not going to want to do this, but I hope that you will. Add faggot and fag to the list of unallowables in the player creation code.
Oh, in names.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I mind doing that.
And so we got.
I mean, I'm not going to put it on the profanity filter.
Yeah. No, that's fine. It happened that bouquet of faggot flowers had the biggest collection of something that showed up on the front page.
Yeah.
People got upset about.
Yeah,
that.
Fag might be a little too likely to come up by accident somewhere. I mean, that, like, I feel like...
Like someone trying to make their name conflagration specialist and missing the L.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to just think of something. Like, loofah guru. you know, like, nothing wrong with that, I guess.
yeah, just, I'd say throw a faggot in there and
yeah.
We'll take care of the fags.
Oh, I'll throw a faggot in there.
Throw a faggot on the fire.
But that's cruel. Throw it on Fire Island.
No, that's kind. Enemy lasagna can't believe that Xenophobe's name is not butter. Will you butter believe it's not is?
Wait, weird. How does this even work? I guess it...
if you
I
don't
guess,
know.
I guess it is the profanity filter that's determined... All right, well, I'm going to do something that hardly anybody ever does, which is to grep the entire source of this game for the word nigger.
All right.
Oh, actually, what I'm going to do is grep it for the word Niger, which is a country we never talk about, so it didn't come up.
Well, there is that.
I was under the impression that there was a prohibition against having the word nigger in a login name.
So did I.
So
did I.
And I haven't seen anyone with the word nigger in their login name in a long time, but it does not actually appear that there is such a prohibition. The only place that exists is in the sentence, your magical protection against cold keeps you safe as you tongue the pole. Hey, stop that sniggering. Stop. That's niggering. Well, I expect a rash of accounts created with the word nigger in them now that...
Expect them to be disabled real quick.
Yeah.
So, shouldn't do that.
let's see. Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be the sleazy-looking back alley's sister? There could be a sleazy back Kate... All you people familiar with,
right.
You know, somewhat short-lived 80s sitcoms. Short-lived.
Lived.
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 Short-lived. Short-lived.
I would say short-lived.
Short-lived.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Preenyqueezer says, how the hell do I spell that Doogle or whatever website you guys keep talking about? I can't find the darn thing. Please spell things out for radio. I think it's Dooble. Doobl.
Yeah. After reading the whole thing, I would say don't bother.
Really?
Seriously. Yeah.
I thought it was like at least an interesting prank. I mean.
Yeah. It annoys me that it turned out so poorly executed toward the end. Because it could have been a lot more subtle and a lot more clever. And was neither of those things toward the end.
Jump the Shark says, something that happened to me today. I was in class and asked to read a poem out loud. I got to a part that read, "He was gay, oh so very, very gay," or something close. I cracked up a bit, and the teacher asked me to see her after class. And then she told me that her aunt was gay and that it was our generation that was responsible for homophobia. Yeah, you know, I think the biggest homophobia problem that we have is probably in, like, grade school kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's where all the racism comes from, too.
Maybe she was saying that it's his generation that's responsible for not being homophobic for the first time in history or whatever.
I honestly, you know, whether it's okay or not to expect a kid to read a line like that aloud in class and get mad at him for, like, snickering a little bit is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, the teacher should not laugh. But the teacher should be preventing herself from laughing because, you know, it's a reasonable thing to laugh at.
Yeah, and the teacher should also say, here's an interesting lesson on how words can change in meaning. This is what it meant when this guy wrote the poem. And, you know, that could be a learning possibility there instead of
And also, they used to refer to barrel making as butt fucking.
Yep.
They were actually reading a poem from, Letters to Penthouse.
Right. The Marquee Letters to Penthouse. Yeah, I know him well.
They changed it to Cooper because people got tired of their last name being Buttfucker.
Right.
Everybody whose parents had made barrels.
Hanging with Mr. Buttfucker is kind of funny, though. Oh, wait, that's Mr. Hooper. Never mind. It was Motha Hoople. Something.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, how did you discover they might be giants? Random browsing, TV interviews, concerts? Browsing? Well, if you mean internet browsing, there weren't no internet back when we discovered.
Right.
I mean, there was, but. I discovered them via Mr. Skullhead.
And back in the day, it was actually shameful to admit this, but I discovered them through the Tiny Toons Adventures animated show back in the day that did video for Istanbul and a video for Particle Man, and so then I went out and bought Flood. And when I got into it, anybody who did that and who Flood was the first album was just looked on in disdain by that community. But it's changed to you heard about them from Malcolm in the Middle, then you're no good.
You're a noob.
Yeah, or if you heard about them on Higglytown Heroes, I think is the new one.
What's Higglytown Heroes?
It's a really bizarre kid show that They Might Be Giants does a lot of music for, about a family of adventurers that are a Matryoshka doll, and they all...
Is it a cartoon?
...stack inside of each other. It's like cheap CGI, I think.
Huh. Okay, did They Might Be Giants or did they not write the theme music for The Daily Show? I saw something somewhere that says that they did...
They didn't write the Dog on Fire thing.
Dog on Fire thing.
Oh, that's what the da 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 da. No, they didn't write that.
The show's theme music, Dog on Fire by Bob Mould, was re-recorded by They Might Be Giants.
Ah. That makes sense.
Okay, so Bob Mould was the guy from Husker Du and later Sugar.
Later Sugar?
Later Sugar. Slater Kinney. Later Sugar. Huh.
So,
that's kind of weird. I mean, did Bob Mould write it as a television show theme song, and then They Might Be Giants re-recorded it?
I believe so, just like a couple of years in.
Huh.
Because the first couple of seasons with...
Craig Kilborn?
Yeah, Craig Kilborn. It did say Bob Mould at the end of it.
Mm. I'm never paying attention, and it always used to cut out before the end of the credits when I TiVo'd it, mm-hmm. and I haven't paid attention since I started also TiVoing the Colbert Report. I never saw them credited, but I never looked very closely. Strong Bad Fanny X says, I discovered it through you guys. You rule. Somebody, I glanced at the messages today, and somebody was like, somebody was talking about they got a question right on some sort of quiz bowl thing at their school because they learned the meaning of a word from playing KOL.
Nice.
That made me happy.
The more you know.
Do, 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 do. I should re-record the theme song for The More You Know.
Yeah.
Does that even exist anymore? Let's see. Jed the Nifty says, can familiar ascension boards be altered slightly? Right now somebody can use a familiar for 99% of a run in 2 days, yet somebody who used that familiar 1 to 2 turns longer, yet took another 6 weeks, will be ranked higher. Well, that's right. I mean, Donkey Lover, who I'm convinced just needs something new to complain about every week on the forums, you know, was complaining that these leaderboards suck because all they do is, like, reward people who are, you know, fucking around with suboptimal familiars and not people who are actually skillfully playing the game, but the thing is, that's what they're for, you know? I mean, it's cool that C.D. Moyer... I'm thinking about just giving C.D. Moyer access to, like the same kind of thing that E. Peters 02 has for collections, where it just dumps Ascension data for him, because he's done some neat stuff. I feel like he could do a lot of data mining that would be valuable to us just by, like, sort of generating those graphs and stuff that he generates for other people. But anyway, C.D. Moyer basically created the leaderboards that Donkey Lover wanted, and, you know, that's fine. You can go somewhere else and see those if you want to see them. But, eventually, all of the familiar boards are going to be 100%, and then they'll be just like the regular Ascension boards, so it's just like, all right, what it's comparing is among people who did this specific weird thing to get on this specific weird leaderboard, which ones of them were the best at it, you know, and it'll be fine. I mean, right now, they're going to be in turmoil. The leaderboards are going to change a lot, you know, there are going to be a lot of people on them who, you know, have never been on a leaderboard before, and that's great. You know, they're new leaderboards, they work the way we want them to, and that's fine.
So apparently, you can make an account with the word nigger in it.
Yeah.
5-4 did, this is a test of nigger. And then someone pointed out that there's an account called I Hate Niggers that's been around for a couple of weeks.
Wow, sweet.
I can't tell you how freeing it is, though, to know that in this room I can say the word nigger when I'm talking about shit like this and not have somebody give me crap about it.
Yeah. It's only because there's no niggers around.
Yeah, that's true.
They get mad when you do stuff like that. I'm going to hell. Which is worse, rape or niggers?
I think some combination of the two, probably.
Oh. Ask anyone who's been to prison. But I'm bumped.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now I'm really going to hell. Bahu says, when you break a mirror, you get 7 turns of bad luck. Does that mean that one adventure equals 1 year? Holy shit, how did I survive my 16,000 turn run oh so long ago? Yeah, it's just... No, you get 7 adventures of bad luck for breaking a mirror.
Yeah, it's a different scheme of superstition. That is similar to the one that we have.
D-Virginizer says, I was listening to some past Jick shows, and a couple weeks ago the question came up about adding a PvP minigame testing a random elemental resistance. Has there been any more progress made on that idea? I think ice cube juggling, old cheese sniffing, fanfic reading, hot coal eating, scary story reading would all be really neat, and it would require people to possibly rethink equipment and buffs. Do I cast the shells or go for purity? Since Miss elemental resistance caps at 8 instead of 6 like the other two stats, the test could simply be up to 6. Miss can go higher, but it's not that it's all that much easier, but rather they can pile on more than everyone else can. If it only went to 6, whoever had the most out of 6 would take it. Ties go to someone. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I mind there being minis that missed classes are more likely to win. I mean, the thing is, I don't think that PvP people are going to be stacking resistances to the max anyway, because I think that would be too suboptimal on the other minis for them to do that. So I don't think that it would be a big deal. And if it was, you know, we end up, I would say that the bleeding contest, you know, advantages muscle classes. The MP contest already, the burping contest already advantages missed classes. So I don't think it's a big deal to just leave things the way they are and just put the minis in. Rickett says, okay, this has bugged me for a long time. Why is the helmet made with 2 long skinny balloons and the sword with 3? That's backwards, man. No, it's not. Because you make the helmet, and then you twist 1 extra balloon into it, and the helmet becomes the, like, sort of, what do you call the sort of cup thing that, like, grips, that, like, protects your hand in one of those swords that has those? There's a name for it.
Yes, I'm sure there is.
I actually thought this
out. It's not the hilt, it's the bell, or the...
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
I mean, the hilt is just the part of the sword that's not the blade, I think. The hilt consists of, like, the pommel and the
pommel.
Whatever.
The pom.
I thought the pommel was actually the like sort of thing at the bottom of the sort of handle. The thing that I'm thinking of is something that not all swords have. I think it has a weird name. So anyway, so to make the balloon helmet, you twist one balloon in a circle, and then you twist another balloon over the top of it, and that makes it into like a dome shape. To make the sword, you run one extra balloon through it, which makes the helmet your like hand guard, and the other balloon is the blade. And then to make the monkey, you twist that long balloon into his legs, add another balloon to make the arms, and the helmet becomes his head. Mm-hmm. And see, you think that I didn't think about that, but I did.
I think if they were drawn like that, that would clue people in. But just the balloon helmet and sword that are pictured are not the actual balloon helmet and sword that you're making. It's just a representation. Yeah, because the balloon helmet looks like it has a circle at the bottom and two running across it.
Well, one of them becomes the handle of the sword, and the other becomes the outside of the guard.
If it only takes two balloons to make.
Yeah, that. But I mean the circle is one balloon, and then you go back and forth twice across the across the dome.
I see.
J.R. Tolkien says, why aren't the Knowledge Pie Server and Slotted Spoon sold in the Degrassi Knoll Muscle Science store? I don't know. I mean, it makes sense that they would be if we had, you know, added that store in now, but I don't know. I don't know if they're common enough drops to... I mean, we'd have to change what they did, I think, because they're enchanted and... Do Knolls have any other drops that are enchanted that don't... Do they sell the plungers? Because it kind of... We don't want anything purchasable in NPC stores to be smashable into anything other than worthless powder, and those things would be. So, yeah. Let's say that's why.
Right.
Tag says, how about a Mr. Claw machine for your campground as permanent campground furniture? The only catch is that it has to be populated with animals and whatnots that you already own. But you put your own stuff into a claw machine just to make it harder to get to.
Now, that would be fun. You install it at your campground, and then that act makes it randomly fill with items from your inventory.
And if they're quest items, you just can't beat the quest until you manage to fish it out.
And you can only use it 3 times a day.
Yeah. J.R. Tolkien says, it appears that it's not possible to get a concentrated magicalness pill in Daily Dungeon Room 6. Is this an oversight? Yes, probably. The Deversionizer sends us a video clip of Soundwave breakdancing. Bunyip Andler says, there are currently 1 players logged in. That should be fixed. And because I saw that, does it mean I was the first person besides an admin to log in after rollover? It could mean that. I mean... It really, that thing only updates every few minutes, and so it would, if there was only 1 person logged on, you know, to the dev server during rollover, then it would stay like that for a while. Fineldar says, do the stainless steel skull cap and the plexiglass helmet count as turtle helmets for headbutt? I don't remember. I think so. Hogula says, and I was actually looking at this just today, I don't think all of the monsters in Spooky Raven should be made spooky. I mean, sure, book bats and dead mistresses and zombie waltzers are all pretty shudder-worthy, but an animated nightstand, as far as fighting one goes, is a lot like fighting a goat or something, only the goat happens to be made of wood. Likewise, the guy with a pitchfork does his damage by stabbing you with it, not creeping you out, and I'm inclined to think that the silverware drawer's attacks are painful by way of assorted wounds from the utensils rather than the creepiness of a poltergeist that likes to throw forks at people. Yeah, I was looking at it, and actually most of the ones that I would have made spooky were already. There were only a few that I missed, and I meant to change that today, but I was distracted by something else I was doing.
Fair enough.
Max Vance says, if you're wearing a towel item and fight a sassy pirate, shouldn't the pirate sass you? Oh, everybody sasses you when you're wearing a towel.
Yeah, I actually looked again at the sassy pirate because I remembered how hard it was to come up with different things for the sassy pirate to say. So I added an attack in which he sasses you like a hoopy fruit. As you were talking.
Dreamer TK says, what do the gnomes do with all the turtles that are summoned and flee into the sewers? Well, they give them back to people who fish in the sewer with gum.
Yep. I'm sure there are some just running around down there. Like, one of them has a stick, one of them has, like, 2 sticks on a chain, one of them has these 2 sharp things, and one of them has these 2 slightly longer sharp things. Yeah.
Max Van says, shouldn't the rusty grave-robbing shovel weaken monsters when hit by it, similar to other rusty weapons? I don't know. Wappy Stick says, can you make a help channel separate from the newbie channel? This is something that comes up every once in a while, and I don't know how I feel about it. Every once in a while, people will say, like, you got to do something about newbie. It's too full. You can't get any help in there. Scrolls by too fast, and I don't know what the solution is.
I've always liked the idea of having a help channel, which the only people that can have access are people whose accounts are less than X number of days old, and people who are, like, nominated by moderators to be in there helping.
And people who created accounts less than 2 weeks ago to spam the help channel?
Yep.
Something
like that. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take a pre-break, bathroom break, so can you carry on for a minute or so?
We'll talk more about this when you get back. I mean, to me, newbie kind of is that help channel, you know? I mean, I don't know. I can see arguments on both sides, but, yeah. Let's see. Di Vernon says, do the tower monster / guy made of bees always kill you in one hit, or could somebody like NVX survive if she was buffed up enough? Also, do the tower monsters have critical / fumble messages? They don't have critical fumble messages. I don't think they even have miss messages. And I don't know. You know, they do a specific amount of damage, so if you had more hit points than that, you would survive, but I don't know how high a level you'd have to have more hit points than that. Pussy Willow says, okay, the studded cane is a stick, a staff is also a stick. Therefore, shouldn't the studded cane also give some spell damage? It would really help those mysticality transfer to Moxie. I mean, staves in general don't give spell damage, so... Hogulus says, how would you guys feel about passive skills which let you recover a certain number of HP or MP for adventure? I may or may not have asked a similar question to this one earlier. Please ignore the first one. Or if you've already read the first one, ignore this. I don't know about... I don't know. You know, we had talked about, and I actually really like this idea, about giving all classes some innate HP and MP regeneration, because that would just... You know, if it was one or two a turn, it's not going to, like, really affect the high-end game at all, and it would be really helpful for low-level players and new players, you know, to be able to get some stuff back without having to spend any other resources than they're already spending. You know, if we did a different passive for each class, then you could perm them all and have kind of a retarded amount of regeneration. But, you know, maybe that's not the end of the world. We could do that. We could make it a passive skill that was granted as the reward for your third guild task. That's what it's been suggested that we do that. I don't know. I kind of like it being there to begin with. You know, I don't like you having to work even that hard to get to something that's would be so fundamental. Yeah. Strange Consequences says, thing for Crimbo, some way for non-sociable players to give and get items you usually need friends for. Players could send trade-only items into a repository, and the items would be randomly divvied up on Crimbo Day.
That seems like a bad idea. I couldn't tell you exactly why, but my spider sense is tingling.
I mean, the odds that enough social players would want to randomly give gift items to somebody that... people who aren't really social would get one, you know? I mean, it's... Yeah, I don't know. You know what we could do? Is people have asked about it, like a Secret Santa kind of thing. It might be neat if you could send somebody a gift anonymously for Crimbo. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe that could just be a slight change to the gift shop for that day, or that week, or something. Because I think last year we had a special Crimbo box that was an 11-capacity one, right? And we could just add the ability to send anonymously.
Did we do a Crimbo gift package last year?
I don't know if we did
an actual... Or did we just said we were going to?
It seems like on that day that there actually was a something different in the gift store. Maybe I'm thinking of Valentine's Day. Somebody tell us what the hell we did last Christmas. It's not mentioned on KOL Cold Front, because, by the way, props to Cold Front and the KOL Wiki, because I've been using them a lot to do research.
Yeah, figuring out, week. Working on stuff for the Crimbo stuff, looking at last year's Crimbo. It's been invaluable, as always. I've been actually looking at Cold Front a lot, because I'm trying to make the radio archive on Asymmetric comprehensive, so I've been downloading our old shows that I didn't already have MP3s of, and, like, naming them. I wrote a little directory processing script that actually makes a sort of human readable web page on jickshow.asymmetric.net now, so that you don't have to just like browse everything by file name. And so I'm trying to get all of our old shows in there now that it's not creating a whole bunch of extra clutter to do so. And so I've been downloading stuff from there. Hogula says, I like the idea, or no, I think the idea that one guy had on the last radio show regarding having two stashes was to address the problem that you cannot give someone access to 10-leaf clovers and whatnot without also giving him or her access to tiny plastic swords and whatnot. Hence, the main stash could be chock full of TPSs and Mr. A's and whatever, but the stash light would have high mains and other things that would be useful to newer recruits, but which you would not mind losing. Well, I think part of the problem there is that 10-leaf clovers should not be zero auto sell. You know, which would, that would solve that problem. I don't know what else there is that people are thinking is, like, common and, you know, fine to just throw around willy-nilly that has zero auto sell. Let me know if you know, and I will think about that.
So, since we've had that discussion, the account Nigger Fag has been created.
Sweet.
And, hopefully no more of those. So, we are going to make it so you can't, right?
Yeah, why don't I do that right now? You wanna vamp on a couple questions?
Sure. Vamp. Hagula says you should be able to zap the origami towel crane into an origami towel winch lift. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know what type of crane it is, though. It's probably a whooping crane. So if you handle it too much, you'll get a whooping cough. Not to mention a sound whooping from some guy opening a can of whoop-ass. Let's see. Yvang says, I think there should be an option to see what the most favorite mall store is. I doubt it would be too much different from the most advertised, though. Maybe see individual faves? Meh. So, in the course of this message, Yvang lost all enthusiasm for his idea, but still sent it. Yeah, I think the only way we can do that is most advertised, because otherwise the most advertised wouldn't be anything. Wouldn't mean as much as it did. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys. No, he doesn't actually. Right on. Who are the gods of loathing? Will they be yourselves or a canon character? Will there ever be a church in loathing? I would say that there aren't any gods of loathing that we know about. Then Sneaky Pete and Boris and Jarlsberg are old ones. They're not gods.
They're legends of the times of old.
Yeah, they're legends, and we're not, definitely not, gods in the game.
Do you suppose that there are legends of the spring or summer or legends of the fall?
Huh. I think they are. I don't know. But I do hope it involves Tim Curry and a lot of makeup and big red horns.
Alright. No more niggers and faggots playing our game.
Alright. How about all of you gay Jews?
Isn't Yugeju one of those Japanese battle monster games?
Yugeju, I choose you. Star of David sodomizing attack. Go. Created October 17th. No turns played. Will not be mourned.
Rickett says, want to make the radio KOL accessories zappable into each other? I've got two sets of maracas. Your mom's got two sets of maracas.
Isn't your mom a cat?
Yeah. That's like two-thirds of a cat.
Right. I don't want to make them zappable.
Yeah, I like the fact that there are a specific number of each of those, you know.
And that you can't wear them all at the same time.
Hogula says, why is it the turtle tamers can learn armor craftiness at level 5, but they can't actually make any of the armor craftiness requiring items until they get to the peak at level 8? This same applies to Seal Clubbers and their corresponding skill. Well, that's... actually, is that true of Seal Clubbers? I don't think it is anymore. Maybe there is. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But, you know, we'll fix that for Turtle Tamers when we revamp armor craftiness in general. XXLee1019 says, Jake, you said the reason that plexiglass and stainless steel items don't have an outfit is because there are too many items. It says that there are not. No, I know that there are six and that you can wear them all at the same time. We did that on purpose. It's just that the outfit code cannot handle more than one accessory at this point. And it would require a significant rewrite to make that happen. Enemy Lasagna says, a while ago you mentioned the possibility of the kingdom being invaded by beetles. How's that coming? I probably was joking.
Right.
Evang says, will I ever be able to buy something from Jikmart, Jikipoo? No, probably not. You should probably buy something from Mexico instead. The Terriquois tackle outfit picture is great. It looks like a middle schooler's hastily thrown together towel-y costume. Well.
Thanks. Yeah.
Walla Walla 23 says, why did the chicken cross the road? So he could fuck someone in the clit. Best Laffy Taffy joke ever.
It's even better because he says it twice.
Urban Laffy Taffy?
Yeah.
Augula says, why have you failed to recognize the sheer awesomeness inherent in Disco Rabbi giving his spirit hobo a Grimmsite Bock and a Mafia wine? I demand an explanation.
I did see that on the forums. So.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Yeah. We think he's cool. That's all we're going to do with that.
StrongBathNEX says, thanks for the toilet paper / cream option in chat. Now I can easily triple whammy deface asshats. Boss, deface. I didn't even realize that changed. Zeno must have got on that.
Yeah, I tuned that in today.
Also, Grease Monkey is a pain in the ass as more complex scripts are added. I've had to shave down a lot of stuff just to make page loads take less than 30 seconds. I don't know anything about that, man. Bunya Bandler says, there's a misspelling in the Rumpus Room. The word claw doesn't start with a K. Geez, guys, how unintentional of you.
Sure does.
Hogula says, whoever sent in a message on the last show thanking Jake and me for the favorite familiar thing, could you tell him or her that you're welcome and I'm glad that he or she likes it? Sure.
Wow, I just got two stuffed Kokobos out of my Mr. Claw today. Vlad Sepish says, if a vacation lasts three adventures, how long is an adventure? About one third of a vacation.
Yeah. Llama Mancer says, I was playing Dungeons and Dragons at camp this summer. It's actually offered as an activity, and this guy named his half-orc barbarian Muhammad Akbar Jabbar Akbar. When I played Knights of the Old Republic, I think I named My first character that I made, I named, fuck. What's that basketball player's name?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Because that was very close to the name that it actually made up using the Star Wars name generation rule. So. Baree says, you drink the Milky Potion. This smells like liquid fire. You decide not to drink it. So what, I drank it, but I didn't drink it? Yeah. Llama Mancer says, why is it that the suspicious-looking guy is taller than all the buildings? Shouldn't he be the suspiciously huge guy?
Yes. It's just a map. He's the only thing, the only point of interest in that area, so he's the only thing that shows up on there.
Gorblack says...
When you're not looking, he's in the alley.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Gorblack says, can you tell us what giving items to KWE wrestlers does yet?
Can you tell us?
It gives you a message, depending on what item you gave them. Creeping Crud says, the drywall axe is a fun joke, but I've never had a reason to use it, even on my first run. Any chance of revisiting it to make it a more attractive weapon, even situationally? Yeah. I with NS13, we're sort of revisiting quest rewards all across the board, so, yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, can we have the option to use a can of spray paint on others' campgrounds? No, that's that would create way too much annoyance. Also, will we be seeing more tower monster-like monsters in the game, similar to the guy made of bees? I don't know. You know, not anything required, I don't think, but for optional stuff like that. I mean, it's also not, like, the most exciting mechanic in the world, you know? It's been done. The way that guy was supposed to work was that the item that you used to kill him was actually supposed to be a weapon that would break all the time, but then we sort of came to the conclusion that no one would ever be able to beat him. Right. Because you'd be fighting other monsters with that weapon, and by the time you got to him, you wouldn't have the weapon anymore. But Enemy Lasagna suggests putting a library on the wrong side of the tracks.
Huh. Well, there is that library that's already there, but you can only see it in the Hobo Jones map adventure.
Evang says, in the clan stash, there's still a buy stuff with clan funds header, but nothing under it. Okay.
Interesting.
Well. Wait, really? There shouldn't be. That should only show up if you can buy the, like, stat boost things, and, that should never show up empty. Send a bug report and tell me what kind of permissions that you have set up. Enemy Lasagna says, will we be seeing any new bosses with NS13? Oh, yeah.
You're gonna be seeing some bosses.
And some boss drums. And some bass drums.
And some boss nasses.
Enemy Lasagna also asked how far we are from finishing the history of the kingdom. As far as it is possible to be. He also says, and do the tiny plastics still continue to be a huge nightmare, or what? I don't know what...
The actual tiny plastics.
Oh. Well, okay. Last thing that happened was the final check that we sent them. They lost. So they asked us to send another one, even though we had delivery confirmation from FedEx that it actually got there and was signed for by somebody. And last news I heard was today they found it.
Ah,
so,
good.
Well, huzzah.
They found it before we stopped payment on it?
We never stopped payment on it, because we did, like, I didn't find out about it until, like, Friday night or whatever, so I was planning on dealing with it today, and I didn't have to. So, yep, still coming, tiny plastics someday. Enemy Lasagna says, you've said several times that one day we will be able to travel to Ronald and or Grimace. Will we also be able to travel to one of the worlds we saw through the observatory's telescope? Or will there ever be any quest that can only be done if you're on a path, the reward of which would be something related to that path? The path thing I kind of doubt. Ideally, there would be, you know, at least one quest in Canada and at least one quest in the Gnome Zone.
Yeah.
Walla Walla 23 says, someone I know carries a laminated periodic table in his wallet. Discuss.
Could
someone you know is a dork.
Yeah, that could come in handy. If it was a laminated periodic table that was also useful as a pocket pen protector, that would be better.
Walla Walla 23 says, why is it that you don't want profanity in the game, but don't mind saying bastard homosexual on air?
Some crazy bastard wants to homosexual me.
Mongrel Cat says, would it be possible to have the substat gain in combat reflect how you killed the monster? Gain more muscle if you dealt melee damage, more mist for spells, and more moxie for ranged? That would... Huh. I don't know. I'm afraid that the way that a lot of people play the game, that would mess with too much. Because if people are doing, you know, an entire run where they're doing nothing but, like, plinking with a crossbow, they're going to end up with super unbalanced stats. Kyarath says, if you make a reference to Stephen Colbert in KOL, he will make a segment featuring it on the show. If that was a promise, then sure.
You are fighting Stephen Colbert.
There are already there's one thing that I wrote after seeing something on the Colbert Report that I used exactly the same joke that he used, but I think it was the description for the Travolton trousers. It's based on the segment that he did about Tom Cruise. The Rum says, "Hey guys, have either of you read the book House of Leaves? I borrowed it from Riff, but I haven't started reading it yet because I'm still not done with Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell." Although I read like 30 pages of it last night. I'm like a hair's breadth from the end. Well, I'm like a dreadlock breadth.
Bahu asks, "Why is the Lamzor noob so huge? When he's wearing a Dragon Ball hat, it doesn't even go past his arms." And by too huge is what he wrote up at the top. Anyway, I didn't really picture the Dragon Ball hat dragging on the ground. I just figured the balls suspended from the hat were heavy, and so you'd have to drag them around. And if they were on long enough chains that they even rested on your shoulders, then you wouldn't really be dragging them. So, I didn't mean, like, dragging them across the earth.
Max Vance says, "Since you added toilet paper and pies to the right-click menu, have you gotten more toilet papering / pies? Now to start the next round of constant bugging. When will you add heart necklaces to the right-click menu? You butter believe it."
Let's just add everything to the right-click menu. We shouldn't have a game. We should just have a chat and a right-click menu.
Wow. The heart necklaces thing. Eventually the account menu item for which things appear on the right-click menu is going to get so gigantic that it'll need its own, like, special drop-down for curse items. Evang says, "Apparently in the sequel to Phoenix Wright, a clown's entire testimony is the theme song to The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm pleased."
Look, I played that scene, I totally didn't notice the music.
Huh. Well, all right. I like the theme song of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Are we gonna
what? Take a break? Not? What?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. We'll be back in a few.
Around because she loves me so, and yes, I know for sure. But does she really want to? I can't stand to see me walk out the door. I can't stand to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. Well, thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, cause we don't know how. Got it, oh, you think you got it, but got it, just don't get it till there's nothing at all. We get together, oh, we get together, but separate's always better when there's feelings involved. If what they say that nothing is forever, Lord, what makes love the exceptions? Why, are we so in denial when we know we're not happy here?
just a few seconds here. Don't make me break it down for nothing. I wanna see you all on your all's baddest behavior. Love me some sugar. I am your labor.
not so long ago, there was a town we did not know. Revolution.
Bacon?
Yeah.
So if you ate the were-bacon while it was in its bacon form, what would happen to you when the
moon turned
back
into a dude?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Nightmare on Elm Street 2?
Yeah.
That's what would happen. Oh, okay. Freddy Krueger would come out. All were-bacons are half bacon, half Freddy Krueger.
I see. Half Kevin Bacon and half Freddy Krueger. Actually, some Halloween, if I have a big enough group of people who's as dorky as I am, I want to go as celebrities, one of us being Kevin Bacon, and see if people can figure out the connection.
Yep.
Let's see, where do we leave off?
Evang says, is there a server 1? If I go to www.kingdomofloathing.com, it redirects me to a login page for www.1, and I can log in and stay on it, but I never see it come on just going to normal, plain old www. By which I mean it never comes up like the other servers. Bad RNG laws? No, there isn't a www1. www is www1.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson says, ah, are there any plans to make miner's pants drop in the knob shaft as well as it's not yours, it's mine? Because if there's one thing that interests me, it's how miner's pants drop.
I sincerely hope that account wasn't made for the sole purpose of making that joke, but I doubt that it's anything other. Jesus.
Enemy Lasagna says, how many trophies minus 7 should we expect to arrive during NS13? 3. We're actually removing 4 trophies.
Right. They're removing them from your display case if you already have them.
Yep. Vash Orion says, I just noticed that at the end of the encore version of Tonight I'm Gonna Rock You Tonight, the drummer explodes in a green cloud even. Yeah, I saw that, but I don't get it. I don't know. It's been forever since I saw Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap is their drummer constantly gets killed. So I don't know why he explodes in a green cloud, but.
Wow. Enemy Lasagna says, if you ever run out of ideas for Tuesday updates and have run out of anything major to plan, here's something to do. Make it so when a familiar is equipping something, its picture changes into a version of itself equipped with that piece of equipment. Yeah, no.
Yeah, that would be great. You can draw a tiny badger badge and put it on the badger. That kind of thing. That would be fantastic.
Di Vernon says, the pea shooter problem could be avoided by simply making the pirate pelvis untinker into a pea and an irate Elvis. That's actually... Yeah.
What do we do with the irate Elvis, though?
It's a familiar.
Just
it could just be the letter P, or it could be a PP. That could be the irate Elvis's familiar equipment.
So we just go around going, fuck you, I don't want to be your teddy bear. Fuck you, I'm not getting all shook up.
Diver. Step on my blue suede shoe and I'll fucking cut you. Yeah, says Riff. Di Vernon says, when she blocks them, the Naughty Sorceress destroys non-consumable combat items. Is this by design? Yes. Smooth Moose says, could you create an account option similar to auto attack where the buff target will reset to yourself after you buff someone? It's too easy with a GMA to drop the next few buffs on the wrong person before you realize what's wrong. A toggle would allow for those folks and for heavy buffers slash buff butts. Wait a minute. The GMA shouldn't ever allow you to buff yourself anyway. The toggle would allow for those folks and for heavy buffers slash buff bots. I guess I could see it setting it to somebody. I mean, with a GMA, setting it to yourself would make it so you couldn't accidentally give it to the same person twice, I guess. But, I don't know. Uber Noodle Boy says, I was about to complete my 12th ascension when I discovered, to my horror, that I didn't have a Sabertooth Lime. RNG, you are a strange mistress. A strange lime-hating mistress. Weird.
And he didn't have a Sabertooth Lime at all, or didn't encounter one? What's going on there?
Warmage Wilf again says, hey, can you actually pronounce my name correctly? It's warm at the beginning, so that's how you pronounce it, Tards. Also, I was wondering, what is the deal with the comic chameleon turning into a duck if you feed it a Groucho disguise? Why a duck? Ah!
It seems like you already know the answer to that question.
Simon M77 says, two of my friends, both moderate KOLers, have had a serious accident in the past 2 weeks. Just keep them in your thoughts. And at this rate, I'm nexty.
See what happens to you when you only play KOL moderately? Yeah.
Enter the Wumpa says, based on any previous questions or conversations, what would you say is my one weakness? Being dropped by bats into bottomless hole? Preenikweezer says, I think you should hack Gorblax's account and rename it the Gift Shop Guy. You could also rename Enemy Lasagna to Hey Guys, and whoever says You Butter Believe It to Parquet.
Huh.
They wouldn't be able to log in if we did that.
Maybe that's what they're suggesting.
Oatgan says, any undiscovered items? Yeah, there is at least one item that can drop that nobody's found yet.
There's also an undiscovered country, which no one has discovered yet.
Minor Annoyance says, I'm going to make one of those internet personality test type things for the KOL classes, and I was wondering if I could use images and some of the jokes from KOL in it. Does your company have a slogan so I could say jokes and images courtesy of Asymmetric Publications? Ride the Walrus, with your slogan in place of Ride the Walrus. An adventurer is you. Then he tells this story. My brother once, is this the same brother that refers to himself as saturated fats when he plays pool? Because I like that guy. Anyway, my brother once, after his school announcement, said, Ride the Walrus. A teacher got mad and said, why did you say Roger Waters? And he replied, I didn't. I said, Ride the Walrus. Why would I say Roger Waters? And she said, why would you say Ride the Walrus?
That's an awesome story. I think I'm going to co-opt that story and tell it.
To pretend that it was you.
Yeah. Pretend that it was my brother.
Evang says, a little late on discussing candy, but today I dug through my Halloween stash and found a Heath bar. No better way to say you hate that holiday, eh? I like Heath bars.
They're better than Bit of Honey.
I don't know that I would say that.
Well, it's very easy for things to be better than Bit of Honey. Somebody once gave me a paint chip that was better than Bit of Honey. Because it was sweet. Like, lead paint is sweet.
Jump the Shark says, what kind of clocks do you have? Big and veiny. Oh, wait, you said clocks. I have a bunch of terrible, terrible alarm clocks. I can't keep an alarm clock. There are two terrible alarm clocks in my bedroom and two here at the office that I've eventually brought here just so they wouldn't be in my house anymore. Because I need alarm clocks with unlimited, because I need them with great big letters, or, you know, great big letters so that I can tell what time it is in my non-Euclidean sunken crypt outside of time. So that I can see them with my glasses off at night, you know? I don't want to have to put my glasses on to see what time it is. But, yeah.
Maybe you should get one of the ones that projects the time onto the ceiling.
Yeah, but I don't think I want the giant time on the ceiling all the time.
I think you have to push a button to make it do the projecting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you would just wake up and go, where the hell is that clock? And then when you finally found the button and pushed it, then you know what time it is.
I've been using my phone as an alarm clock, so, like, every morning at, like, 9, which is tending to be about 2 hours after I go to bed, yeah. I have to scramble for my pants wherever they ended up and fish my phone out of them. But the first few times when I had turned it on, I was so confused when I woke up, and I ended up just, like, punching my actual alarm clock and knocking it off the shelf, and the alarm still kept going off because it was actually my phone.
Yeah, I've been using my phone as my alarm clock since I got my first cell phone, pretty much. We have a mermaid clock in our living room. And a little, some little clock upstairs that has kind of a faux wrought iron thing around it, which at some point we're either going to put up or throw away. We're either going to put up or shut up by throwing it away.
Put out or shut out.
Right.
Like, you can either be a really good pitcher or you can have sex.
Right.
But not both. Like that guy in Bull Durham. Vashorion says, did you guys ever see Clash of the Titans? We're watching it in Mythology, and I have that Bubo, the robotic owl, is excellent. My snowy owl is named after Bubo.
Yeah, Clash of the Titans is cool. The novelization of the film is actually kind of better than the film, because I read that first and visualized all the scenes, and, you know, Harryhausen is really cool, but it just didn't look as cool as I thought it was going to.
I mean, I don't know that I've ever actually seen it from beginning to end, which sucks for me.
Speaking of old movies, I watched, and it kills me this is an old movie now, but The Neverending Story last night, just for the hell of it.
Oh, yeah?
It's amazing how well the effects in that hold up. So.
I've never read the book. I would like to. I'm afraid that if I started, I would never stop.
Yeah. The book is interesting. It's half, the first half is the movie, and the second half is Bastion becoming a complete and utter jackass.
X Danstick says, when was the last time you guys were in a position of power and abused it, whether in KOL or someplace else? I've never abused my power here, and I've never had any power anywhere else.
Right. I slightly abused my power when I was teaching, but I did that in that I canceled class a lot.
Not by having sex with slutty co-eds?
No. I only had sex with the non-slutty co-eds, which was a lot harder.
RedMage13 says, why is it that the crowbar is a two-handed weapon? Has Gordon Freeman taught you nothing? Well, he taught me that only theoretical physicists are strong enough to just swing a crowbar around with one hand for hours and hours without getting tired. And Naked Jew says, hey, JNS, which do you like more, This Is Spinal Tap or Young Frankenstein? I actually did not care for Young Frankenstein.
Huh.
I saw it when I was a kid, and maybe the jokes were just above my head.
Yeah, I'd say see it again as an adult. I like the style of humor of Young Frankenstein more than I do that of Spinal Tap. I think Christopher Guest is really funny, but I also think that he's not as funny as he thinks he is.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, what specific brand of cigarettes does Mr. Skullhead smoke? Misty 140s.
Virginia Slims. Yeah. I don't want to tell you that because then it would be like I was endorsing cigarettes on our show.
One last thing. What do you think of how Fusilaban landed himself in a magazine in an article about KOL? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
No, what?
Some friend of Fusilaban is the editor of a magazine, and that person...
Magazine?
Online multiplayer game magazine.
Oh.
So they ended up interviewing Fusilaban for it, and he had a quote. If you want to grab another question, I will find that for you.
All right. Nico says, is the talk on the forums of hardcore having different clover math for the hermit than softcore? Is that founded, I guess? If it is, I think it's a bit screwy. I've always assumed the hardcore to be hard because you had no way to access items and skills from softcore, not because you guys are bastards. And I mean bastards in a very loving and affectionate way. I think that that mechanism is much, much simpler than people are dealing with.
Okay, so... Tuga posts, yesterday I finally received my first issue of Massive Magazine, the new MMO-themed quarterly from the publishers of Computer Games Magazine. And they did a little what's next about current MMOs and their upcoming changes, and they talked about Kingdom and had a quote from Fusilaban, which was, first, I started playing because I was on a shitty laptop and really couldn't manage to run anything more complicated. The game's humor attracts a particular brand of people that I really like. I mean, the official posted enforced rule number one is don't act like a jackass. I'm a long-time player and most of my time is spent chatting, no contest. The best thing about this community, though, it's literacy. There's a lot less how R, U, and fag here than in any other game anywhere. Some people value others being clean-shaven and sharply dressed. I like it when people type out words and use proper grammar. There's really so much stuff in this game to see and learn. New content rolls out every Tuesday now, and I'm unaware of any other game ever that's maintained that pace of updates.
Hmm. Neat.
Apparently the whole sidebar was just that quote.
Huh.
The author of that article is an old friend of Fusilaban's, who messaged him out of the blue and said, hey, do you play any online games these days?
Neat. Mickey D 656 says, what will they talk about and stuff? All kinds of things. Yeah. Woo. Watts says, hey, Jake, totally noob question, but if I use my Mr. A to buy an item of the month, do I lose permanent status? What if I sell the Mr. A for meat? Will I lose a permanent account then? No. Once you get it, it never goes away. That's what permanent means. Excuse me. Green Day 9315 says, tell JNS to put the long rollover on a Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. People stay up late on the weekends and play more often after rollover. For other time zones, they also play more on weekends because there's no work / school. Thank you for your... Well, that's actually not true. I mean, you may fit into that particular behavior pattern in terms of when you play, but most people don't. We do the long rollover during the time when the fewest people are playing, and we can tell that. Suri C says, why in the Louvre it or Leave it adventure does it give more muscle than Moxie and Mysticality? It seems unfair. Well, why in the bathroom do you get more Mysticality than Moxie and Muscle, and why in the ballroom do you get more Moxie than Muscle and Mysticality? It's not at all unfair.
One wonders what your basis for comparison is.
Okay. Young Yellowstone says, regarding your last show and Riff's book, McSweeney's Publishing Rules, Your Disgusting Head is another one that's worth checking out. Riff has a copy of that as well. I should look at what McSweeney's is doing now, because what they were always doing before was just writing jokes that somebody understood that I didn't understand.
Yeah. I would say maybe 15% of McSweeney's I actually found entertaining.
Yeah, no, absolutely. A lot of it I felt was over my head, and a lot of it I feel like they were trying to convince me that it was over my head a little bit too hard for me to really listen to them. Strong Bad Fanny X says, has anyone in the office played Loco Roco? It's a Katamari Damacy-like Japanese weird, and it's exactly the kind of game that Jick would probably hate, but Xenophobe would love. Is that the PSP game where you roll the world back and forth to move your shit around? I had to, like, hacksaw this PSP at Lollapalooza to actually be able to play the demo. Like, it kept locking up, and I figured out a way to, like, slide a credit card into the thing that they had holding the PSP down so that I could actually turn it off and on so that the game would play. But it seemed... the game seemed incredibly boring to me. I guess it's possible that there's more to it than that demo level would lead me to believe, but it was like, okay, now I... You know, it's like a, you know, 5-minute flash game and not like a game that I'd want to pay for on a PSP.
It seemed a lot like Super Monkey Ball.
Young Yellowstone says, did either of you guys ever play the game Talisman, the RPG game Talisman? I've been considering buying it on eBay, but it has gotten quite expensive. Nope, I've never even heard of it. Riff asked if that was the one that was also like a board game.
Like a board game or an actual board game?
What about a role-playing game with board-playing elements?
A role game with board-playing elements?
Xtanstic says, whenever you guys get around to finishing NS15, yes, I know, by then global warming will have transformed Arizona into hell on Earth. Will you go the way of other successful game developers, i.e. milk your product for all it's worth? Just imagine, KOLV 1.5 expansion pack, now with highly improved graphics, 3D imagery and color pictures. No. No. I want to start working on another game after NS13.
Yeah.
Not having the bulk of my work be focused on this game.
But we will still do updates as long as people are interested.
Absolutely. Left says, hey JNS, just wanted to respond to, I think it was Xenophobe's comment about my bullshitting about button candy. I'm not. Try it. The chemical dissolves with saliva.
Yeah. So you're supposed to lick the back of the button candy?
That's what they said. Chiliwack says, I was just wondering how Jick plus Scully managed to kick so much butt. Like, does it hurt? Well, it hurts the butts we're kicking.
Oh, yeah.
And it hurts their feelings that we don't even have time to take their names.
Yeah. We ran out of bubblegum a long time ago.
It's true.
And again, I celebrate the genius of MST3K. The guy that walks into the room chewing bubblegum. They say, I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of ass. Anyway.
Inferno Hero says, do you guys hate it when we small thinkers question your logic?
Yeah.
No. No, we don't. Grandmaster Funk says, hey, Jick, what's your favorite class?
Spanish.
Yeah, I was going to say my sensation and perception class was pretty good. And, yeah. Memory and cognition was pretty good, too. Those are my favorite classes. Yeah. The Pretender says, will there ever be a familiar that will increase non-combat or combat adventures? No. Jerry 814191515355181819. That's fucking out of hand, man. Says, I would like for there to be a KOL time clock in the main KOL page, but I don't think that is necessary.
We could have it be that an hour of KOL time is the same as an hour of actual time, but it's run on an 11-hour cycle instead of a 12.
All right.
So it just slowly get more and more off the regular time.
Yeah. Every once in a while it would roll over, though.
Yeah.
Ananias says, is there a link somewhere to the history of loathing or something along those lines, just like how KOL came about, when it started, etc.? If not, maybe you could talk about it. Well, there's probably... That history of loathing thing that Trogdor put together should be on Cold Front.
I believe so.
That thing is fucking cool. Let's see. History of Loathing. It stops in 2005. January through March of 2005. Yeah, it looks like that hasn't been updated in a long time.
a year and a half. That's sad. Let's see. Ananias says, have you guys ever taken on any apprentices of sorts in the past or thought about doing so? I wanted to get into the gaming industry for a long time, but I don't think my skills are quite up there yet. But I'm taking a bunch of Microsoft.net courses. I don't know, man. I've always been worried. You know, I'm sure that we could get a shitload of interns. You know, we could just abuse a lot of unpaid labor.
Right.
But I don't know. It'd be neat to do internships, I guess. You know, I mean, it would allow us to... I wouldn't want to do that until we had more projects to work on.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
And the other thing is that you can't really learn much about the video game industry by interning with us. Because we don't operate in the same way that any other game operates.
That's true. Mexi-Man says, so what do you think about the deflation of meat in the kingdom only over the last few months? Is this an effect of the meat sinks, the peaks nerf, or some other thing I don't know about? No, some other thing idk about. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Dreamer TK says, does Scully like to dar la luz? Would it to give the light?
Yeah, I love to give the light.
What the hell does that mean? Brunhilde says, thanks for the best game ever. Longtime geek, now a full-time mom. It is the fun way I start my day, and my son loves his stick drawings.
Aw.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, how the hell can you have an origami towel crane and not have a Velnita crane reference? Isn't there?
There is.
Yeah, there totally is a... Suri C says, Boris's ring is actually incorrect. It should be Boris apostrophe ring.
Every source I looked at said you took stylistic choice that we made. If you disagree with it, you can make your own game with your own Boris.
Fireboo says, man, I was forced to listen to Fergalicious at work for 3 hours today. What's Fergalicious?
Fergie's new song.
Yeah.
From the Black Eyed Peas. The chick who went single. Because they were holding her back.
I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I want them to shut up. Just shut up. Shut up. Ooga Booga says, can you solve a Rubik's Cube? I can, but I'm not very fast. No. I cannot do shit with a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
I never have been able to.
Yeah, I solved one with a hammer and a screwdriver. As did Riff, apparently. I would think that someone of your puzzle prowess could solve one, though.
Puzzle prowess doesn't necessarily mean spatial ability.
I mean, I guess I could eventually, but I don't have patience.
Stevo56 says, I think there should be something else to be done with the fuzzy dice. They have a tendency to pile up in one's inventory. The same applies to the badass belt. Yeah. Ananias says, would you rather have metal shavings under your eyelids or snort battery acid? I feel like snorting battery acid might actually burn some larger cavities through my sinuses, which would prevent me from having more sinus problems later. Ansarath says, I sent $500 in Monopoly money to you about a month ago. I would really like to receive Boardwalk. I spoke with Riff about this, and after a lengthy conversation, he said to talk to Mr. Skullhead if he wasn't lost in the Lollipop Woods. He... was. So furthermore, I would also like to buy the Lollipop Woods so that Mr. Skullhead may never be lost in it again. P.S. If you don't have any Boardwalk left in stock, I'll settle for a snazzy sweater. Okay.
Yeah, Ansarath has been messaging me all day, so...
Me too.
Riff, if you put him up to that, then thanks a lot.
Yeah, Riff, you're about to get a two-headed beating.
I see.
Darkrift says, I've recently thought up an idea pertaining to the player profile. The favorite food and favorite drink options in your profile should allow you to either fill it in yourself with what you like the most, or to remain the old-fashioned way by doing it statistically, being able to switch. Because it says in my profile that I like herb brownies the most, even though I only ate those to get the trophy, and it says that I like horizontal tangos because I drank those since I was first created here in KOL, though I have switched boozes. No. That's one of the things that you have to sacrifice. You know. Tricky Beta says, Do you watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force? I used to.
And Mojo Tech says, hey, if you made the entirety of Spooky Raven Mansion spooky, wouldn't that kind of make the people with codices of capsaicin conjuration overpowered? Is more than one codex codices? She wrote codexes. Or he, I don't know. Yeah, sure. I mean, that zone is specifically designed for mist classes, so... Glebe says, Jick, Fusilliban's 8 new zones totally owns your 8 new zones!
Yeah, apparently through his whole broadcast tonight, Fusilliban had a big echo effect that he couldn't get rid of, so before it ended, he had to test that out.
Discworldian says, is it possible to get 8 balls from the Poltergeist? Probably.
Well, only if you stand 77 feet tall.
All right. 8 balls, and all y'all are subject to the thrall.
Yep. Wait, Bub128 says, why didn't Jake talk to us at the Dallas meet? Were you just not cool enough? Did you go to the Dallas meet?
No, I did not go to the Dallas meet.
Well, that explains it then.
King James says, have you ever played Second Life? Is it any good? I was watching this show on Spike, and I got really confused at what it is. Yeah, I'm kind of confused about what it is also. Xenophobe played it for a while, and made this just really, really ridiculous character and was just going around dancing for people with a giant screw and ball floating over his head. I don't get it. I don't get Second Life.
Isn't it basically just a chat room?
Well... They want it to be like what the net is in Snow Crash, says Riff. But it's, I mean, people, you buy currency in there, and then you can make objects, and then if you can get people to buy your virtual objects from you, you get real money back. I mean, because there are people who are, like, popular on Second Life, and I don't know what that even, I mean, there's no game, I don't think. I mean, there are no goals.
I think it's just interaction.
I played played in the beta for a game called There, which is a terrible name because it can't be searched for.
Hmm.
But it was like that, I guess. And there was like this snowboarding mini game that was terrible, and there was some kind of racing mini game that was awful. But other than that, it was just like, it's like, you know, it's like an MMO without the game. It's like an MMORPS, like just a sandbox instead of... Although sandbox implies things to play with, so no. It's a massively multiplayer online role-playing chat room.
And it seems like there were tons of these things back before there really should have been, like places where you would have avatars moving through rooms and whatnot and interacting with people.
Yeah, I don't know.
But just like visual based, so.
I think it needs a game for it to be any good. Xstanstick says, will the armor crafting revamp be launched before the Crimboween event? I kind of doubt it. Wild E Quixote means, are there any plans to make it so you can reorder display case shelves without remaking them all? No, that's probably not going to happen. Evang says, what determines how much meat comes from meat trees now? Seems to be an increasing integer every day. I just got 537 meat. Probably vagaries of the RNG. Ron says, on the spectrum of curses, I see shit as the very end of the spectrum, then bastard, then asshole, then bitch, then fuck. Wow, I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah.
I would say bastard, bitch, asshole, shit, fuck. If I were to... I would say that if I, like, stubbed my toe. Bingo Host Age says, the bastard in Bastard Sword refers to the fact that it's a one-and-a-half-hand sword, so both the one-handed swords and the two-handed swords disown them for their impurity.
Yeah, sure.
Divide by Zero says, do you have any plans to add the armor craftiness skill? I find it add to the armor craftiness skill. I find it ridiculous that I can't even make basic meat buckler or dense meat pants. Yeah, that's true. Butterwang says, I think there should be an in-game feature, perhaps in the museum, and about the history of the kingdom, i.e. Bugmead and the advent of the Penguin Mafia, etc. I'm not sure what purpose it would serve for gameplay other than curiosity of new players. I think that that curiosity can be indulged by just going to the wiki and reading about it. Hermes says, I've learned most of my pop culture references in It's Academic. Thanks. I don't know what that means.
But you're welcome.
Lufa Guru says, I'm sorry, but this account name was too perfect. Please don't disable me.
It doesn't work if you put the H in there.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's probably how Lufa's actually spelled.
Yeah.
Grockley says, the clan whitelist constantly resets players who aren't current clan members back to normal rank. With large whitelists, this is a major pain. Any fixes on the horizon? I don't know how it would do that. I mean, I don't think that that is actually something that happens, but send a bug report with a detailed sort of a description of exactly what's happening. Dan Bob says, most of the Radio KOL DJs have a copy of The More You Know. I think specifically Nick and or Merrick have it. Donkey Lover says, could you implement something new so that I have something to complain about?
All right. Yeah, the Soul's Proximity says the Wii comes out this Sunday. I am so fucking pumped. I'm fucking pumped too, but I'm fucking confused ever since I looked at the calendar and saw that the 19th is a Sunday. It just seems like an odd day to launch a console.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Are they saying that there'll be enough in stores for somebody to just walk in and buy one?
That's what they're saying. I figured, and maybe, I don't know, like, we can either go and try and pick one up, or I can just wait a couple of weeks and play the one that's the one of the two that are here, and then get one for home later.
I mean, I doubt that they'll be being played 24/7 here, yeah. You know? I mean, everybody keeps weird enough schedules that, you know, I guarantee you could come at 9 in the morning and play it and nobody would hate it.
Yeah, I do want to eventually have one of my own, of course.
No, that's true. I'm a little concerned. I'm going to have to avoid the office to avoid Twilight Princess spoilers. Basket Hilt. Bellguard, Crossguard, Pommel, according to, Razorback XM, Kalis, Eminon 176, Discworldian, and Mojotech, respectively. Minigate says, if you had a purple pen, what would you get for your birthday? A purple hog.
This is weird.
Dan Bob says, Star Wars Cantina is not by Weird Al, by the way. It's a bloke named Mark Jonathan Davis. Yep. Anzaraz says, Dear Jake, thanks for mentioning Super Mega Comic in a past show. Thanks to you, I have found another thing to do on the internet. I have literally lolled while reading it. Thanks again.
I finally made my way all the way through the Perry Bible Fellowship.
Oh, yeah?
And that's, yeah, that's just good stuff.
I've never actually done it.
That's pbfcomics.com, by the way, because people ask that we spell these things out. Perry Bible Fellowship, nothing like it in all the world.
Rose Akin says, in the picture of the Snow Queen, it appears that the crown is pulled down over her face, or is the crown actually her head? You don't know. Maybe her eyes are in her mouth.
Hmm.
Like Gina Davis in Beetlejuice. In the beginning. When she's facing away from the camera every time. Her eyes are in her mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just don't know.
I've had my heart in my throat. Is that close?
Eminon 176 says, I think 28 is the lowest level so far to beat tower monsters without items. I'm going to make that not possible anymore. Let's see. Mellowcork says, are you still going to implement the so-called chef staves, or were they replaced by utensils? Actually, I was probably going to be working on that this week, although it's not going to roll until NS13. I've been making my way down the list of stuff that we have to do for NS13. Yeah. Some stuff that's going to be ready to go into testing on dev, and then we'll sit there for a couple months. the more stuff that we have sitting there and not being released, the more likely we are to sort of bust our asses working on that stuff. So,
yeah.
Good stuff.
Rickett says, more skills, please. I'm going to hardcore perm my last one after rollover. Somebody approached me at Columbus and said that they had permed all of the skills in softcore, and I was impressed by that, but I guess I'm even more impressed by having been permed in hardcore. He suggested there be trophies that reward that, and I couldn't help but agree.
Fifor says, it seems obvious that all you need to do is switch in the regeneration option as a level 0 passive skill, and the current first skill to be the reward from the guild. You've learned how to be class, now you get this skill. The regeneration option being what you were talking about is a small regeneration passive skill per class, 1 or 2 MP or HP. King of Suede says, did you guys fix the repeatedly clicking adventure again to quickly go meat farm or whatever? Because I tried it today and it didn't work like it used to. We didn't change anything. Discworldian says, could a towel, maybe with some kind of water, be made into a weapon with which you could slap people in the shower? Slapping people in the shower doesn't hurt. Slapping them in the face, now that hurts.
Yeah.
Amon says, any chance of seeing Hanakimbo content this December? I don't know.
That would require learning about Hanukkah.
Learning, first of all, that it's pronounced Hanukkah.
Yeah. I think we should do Kwanzimbo. No, it would be the bullshit made-up holiday that combines Hanakimbo and Krimbo and pride in one's culture.
Pouring wine into the carpet of your enemies. God damn it. This is a holiday where the tradition is to, like, write on the baseboards with a marker.
It is true, though, isn't it, that one of the things that you do...
you pour wine into each of the corners of the room, yeah.
Which we decided that the brain trust behind Kwanzaa was also a carpet cleaning service.
Evang says, I just got a Daffy Taffy joke that made sense. What did the phlegm say to the cleaver? Stick with me and we'll go places.
What? What do you get when you combine a skunk and a hobo? Pope.
Evang says, that moose Paddingworth is one smart kid. FFL 2 and 3 Rocks says, who are the people modeling the shirts in the Store of Loathing? Some of them are the pretentious artist's friends. Some of them are Hot Stuff's friends.
Some of them are hobos. Choose wisely.
Ron says, so in the Burning Stick Aid expansion pack, we're going to have flying mounts, right? Oh, and please raise the level cap to infinity plus 10, and please completely fuck up the game with extra fees and unnecessary and sometimes detrimental content. Extra fees? Are they changing the per month cost with Burning Crusade? Not that Riff's heard. Not that I've heard either. Riff says that the Blood Elves are boring as shit. I agree. Ingham of Clothing says, I know a lawyer who carries a laminated periodic table of elements in his wallet. Well then, you know a lawyer who is a huge nerd.
Maledictus, or perhaps Maleditus, says, how about some tiny plastic KWE wrestlers in the game? I'd kill for a tiny plastic Waldo. I wouldn't be averse to that. I always like to see those characters get used for something.
Minigate says, there is profanity in the game. Crazy bastard sword. Ow.
Bastard is not a swear word, and neither is ass. And neither is damn. Okay, the three that are in the old King James Bible are not swear words. That's what I'm saying.
Are we about done?
We're about done.
Wolfmoon71 says, I think there is something that can be done about the clan. Nice clan, faggot.
Yeah. It's really hard for me to get on the case of people who make dumb clans. But I try.
DeFartman says, one drummer in Spinal Tap dies from spontaneously combusting on stage. I see.
So here's a screenshot of the clown testimony. couple of clowns, they were up to no good, started making trouble in my neighborhood.
Glebe says, Heath bars are fucking awesome. Damn right.
I don't think I've ever had a Heath bar.
Bob 333333 says, is the pack of chewing gum supposed to look like teeth chewing on something? That's really cute, adorable, lovely. No, it's a pack of chewing gum.
Huh. I'm going to have to look at that.
Discworldian says, never watch Neverending Story 2 or 3, ever.
Yeah, I made the mistake of watching Neverending Story 2, and it was pretty horrible. 3 is right out.
Evang says, I never liked the Neverending Story for one simple reason. What kind of shitty name is Bastion? I gotta agree that that name sucks.
But it means, like, guardian.
Yeah, it means, like, a fort. Why didn't they name him Castle?
Well, because it's short for Sebastian, I'm assuming.
No, it's not. Bastion Balthazar Bucks. Like B-U-X? Huh. Vlad Flipshot says, what's with Jake hiding his familiars? Oh, you know.
Why on earth would you do that?
Oh.
Let me see about the pack of chewing gum image. Huh. I see, so it's a pack of chewing gum minus the external wrapper. So it's just a...
No, it's one of those little packs of Chiclet, like the little four packs of Chiclet that the gum sticks out the top and it's just wrapped with like a paper band.
Oh,
and then the entire thing is wrapped in plastic, but you know what I'm talking about? The little four packs of big Chicles that they sell, that the Mexican kids in Mexico sell.
Yeah. Your art is so underappreciated.
I know, man.
I still don't understand why they can't see the right heads.
yeah. I tried to stand up, and I got caught in my cord. That happened when I was born.
You tried to stand up?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was getting up and standing up for my rights.
Mm. Well, I think we can get out of here if you'd like.
Yeah. That was the last question. Yeah. Good night, everybody. I'll see you Thursday.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
Surviving samurai survey the battlefield. Count the arms, the legs and heads, and then divide by five. Drench the blood, they move across the screen. Do I need to point, or do you see the one I need? The one in back, the way he acts. Disembodied and detached, a voice described.